Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits. In KJV it says seducing spirits. Giving heed to deceiving spirits or seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Stop there. So the Holy Spirit says, the Holy Spirit says, reveals through the scripture, that the Spirit expressly says that the Holy Spirit is revealing through the scripture that in the later times, these are the later times we are living in, that some are going to depart from their faith. They will not say, I departed from their faith, but they have actually departed from their faith. Because why? They have started to give heed to deceiving spirits that are seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. One of the things that you have to understand, that there are demonic spirits who can manage to teach you sermons, who can manage to give you revelations, because it says doctrines of demons, because demons are revelatory teachers. There are a class of demons who can teach. Are we understanding? So, deceiving spirits or seducing spirits. What are deceiving spirits or seducing spirits? Deceiving or seducing spirits are those who can make a lie sound like a truth or look like a truth. Those are called deceiving and seducing spirits. Who can make a what? Make a lie sound or look like, sound like a truth. Sound like it is God speaking. It is the truth of God. It is the word of God. It is a doctrine. That is a deceiving spirit. To give you example, the first act of a deceiving or a seducing spirit can be found in the Garden of Eden. Remember in Genesis chapter number 3, the serpent came and started to speak to Eve. Has God really told you not to eat the fruit of the tree? And then he got Eve's answer, and then he said, if you eat of the fruit of this tree, you will not die, but you will be wise. You will be able to differentiate between good and evil. Your eyes will open. Those are the three things. I've already taken a sermon on it. But the serpent was releasing a doctrine. The serpent there had a content to teach. The serpent had a doctrine to teach. So deceiving spirits are teachers of demonic doctrines. And what they teach is they want to teach doctrines. They want to teach word in the covering, in the shell that looks like the word of God, like the commandments of God. Now, and what they do is they copy and counterfeit everything that is from the wisdom of God and making it look like the wisdom of God, and but giving you a deceptive, twisted lie in the shell of something that looks like the wisdom of God. Now, to explain seducing spirits in detail, I am not going to do that here in this sermon, because our topic is discerning the source. So to explain or to understand seducing spirits, who is the seducing spirit in detail, it's the counterfeit, is the enemy to the spirit of wisdom, which is found in the book of Proverbs. For you to understand that, you can refer to my series on the wisdom of God, and there I have made the differentiation between the wisdom spirit, the spirit of wisdom, and the seducing spirit. That is the opposite to the spirit of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Okay, but as of now, in this meeting, we have to understand the aspect of the seducing spirit is to make, who can make a seducing or a deceiving spirit is the one who can make a lie sound like a truth. Who can make a lie sound like a truth. Come back to 1 Timothy chapter number 4. Verse number 1, it says, the Spirit expressly says that in the later times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Okay, so this is where we know that demons have the ability to release doctrines, to release teaching. Now you will ask me, what is the content? The devil has no content to teach, because his content is not original. He has taken the things of God, twisted it, manipulated it, and he gives it to people. Okay? Because doctrine, what is doctrine? Doctrine, the true doctrine, the real doctrine, the meaning of doctrine is the content of truth. And truth only lies with God. Truth only is with the Lord, in the mysteries of the Lord, in the archives of his wisdom, in the archives of his creation, in the archives of what he has done, in the archives of his knowledge. There lies the truth. So he has the original truth. So the true doctrine only lies with God. Through the Holy Spirit, he has released it to men, so that men can teach it to the world, so that people will know about the one and only true God through the doctrine of God, and that is the Bible. But what the devil has is not a doctrine. What the devil has is the information from God, and he twists and manipulates it and gives it to people. So he does not has any content of himself to give it to you. He does not has any content of that he lies with himself, because there is no truth. There is no original content with him. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? You know the we when we go to the when you go to the market here in India, and like the shoes, like the Nike, Adidas, and all those shoes are expensive. They have their own designers. They spend a lot of money to design those shoes, to design their products, their original products, and sell it. So they have the original thing. But there are people who will, whenever they release something, they will copy it and produce it and give it to people. So it's not original. The materials are not original, but it's just a copy. It just looks like their product. And they sell it at a lower cost. So that is how the devil is. He does not have his original content to give you. He takes what is of God, twists it, manipulates it, and gives it to you. So those are the deceiving spirits. And those are the demons who teach people. Hallelujah. Who are teaching people in church today. How these spirits operate. How are the spirits operating? From where are the spirits operating? From where is this demonic wisdom coming? From where is this twisted doctrines coming? Doctrines of demons coming? These doctrines of demons are coming from heavenly realms. These doctrines of demons are coming from supernatural encounters. These doctrines are demons are coming from demonic dreams and demonic visions to Christians, to people who want to preach the word of God, but who don't have discernment. These demonic doctrines are coming in the form of supernatural visitations. And you will hear people like, Jesus came into my room and he told me to teach this. Jesus came into my room and he told me to translate the Bible. And the translation of the Bible they do is completely manipulated. He gave me an assignment. That was not Jesus. That was a demon that took the form of Jesus and came to them. So discernment is very necessary to discern the source of knowledge and revelation. We have to discern the source of knowledge and revelation, because a deceptive spirit can also come to you and try to give you a doctrine which is not from God. But he will try to look like Jesus. He will try to sound like God. Sometimes demons know the people who have heard God, who have communed with God. The demons know a person who know God, who know how God speaks. So they will exactly try to mimic godly visitation, godly encounters, and give some things to those people which are not from God, but which are from the archives of the devil. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? So these spirits operate from the realms of air and the realms of second heaven, where demonic cities and civilizations exist. Demonic cities. Some people go to heaven, but I'm telling you, there is a heaven in the second heaven that looks like the third heaven, but it's not heaven. Stay with me. Recently I've been hearing Christians coming and testifying that they saw animals in heaven, giraffes, elephants, and horses in heaven. I'm telling you, there are no giraffes in heaven. There are no horses in heaven. What they went and saw was something which was a demonic civilization, a copy of the third heaven, not the real heaven. Are we understanding? Some people are saying that the Holy Spirit looks like this and in heaven, and God looks like this, and God is a cool person. He wears jeans and he wears a t-shirt. I'm telling you, they come with such revelation and he is cool, and they are teaching it in the church. These guys don't open the Bible. These guys don't relate what they are seeing with the scripture. They are shooting in the air things. They are shooting in the minds of people doctrines which are demonic. Hallelujah. Where are these coming from? Because there is a realm where exist demonic fake civilizations. Something that looks like a wonderland, something that looks like a fantasy land, which they term as heaven. Stay with me. Hallelujah. So listen to me. Tonight, it's very important what I am teaching. These spirits operate from the realms of air and realms of second heaven, where demonic cities and civilizations exist. I am going to show you from the scripture. But before we go there, let me share. I think I share with some sisters when I was praying with them. Let me share with you something that I received. Something that I encountered last week. So last week I had a dream. I mean, last week means few days back, 2 or 3 days back, I had a dream which I wrote down in my diary. And so that dream, let me scrap the first part of the dream, because in the first part, I was taken into demonic watchtowers. And there were dark spirits there, so I am going to scrap that first part. So I was taken to three locations in the dream. The first location was a demonic watchtower high in the sky. And then when I got out from that place, I was taken into a dark place where when I started, I was taken into a dark place, the second place. And when I went to that place, this place was like a dark and gloomy shopping complex. No one was there. I was going through the stairs, and then after some time, I sensed to pray in tongues. So I prayed in tongues. As soon as I prayed in tongues, demonic dark spirits started to manifest in that place. So I heard a voice, "Get out of this place immediately." So I got out of that place immediately. And then another voice spoke to me, and the voice told me, "Because you spoke in tongues, those spirits were provoked. Those spirits manifested." Now, this voice that spoke to me was not like an instruction. This voice was like an accusing voice, that you shouldn't have spoken in tongues. Because you spoke in tongues, those spirits manifested. So having that understanding, I was transferred to the next location. And this next location was not dark and gloomy, it was daytime. And then in this next location, I started to feel that I'm ascending up into the sky. And literally, I was ascending up into the sky from this third location. And when I started to ascend up into the sky, I thought God is taking me in the realms of the spirit to himself. I was feeling that in the spirit, that ascension that was happening into the sky. So I started to pray, "Lord, speak to me. Lord, show me. Lord, show me your ways. Lord, be merciful to me," when I was ascending. And I started to see all the clouds and everything around. And there came a place, it was all cloudy, and there I came and I was stopped there in the realms. And then a voice started to speak to me some commandments. And the first commandment that I remember that the voice started to speak to me, exactly like how God speaks to me. That is how the voice started to speak to me. And the first commandment, there were commandments that the voice started to give me. And the first commandment was, from now on, you will not speak to me in tongues. That is the voice I heard. And then, from now on this. So, but I remember the first commandment. The voice said, from now on, you will not speak to me in tongues. When the voice said that to me, I started to think, oh, that is why many servants of God teach that we should not speak in tongues, because God revealed to them. That is the way I was thinking, because the realms were so heavenly and the voice was so similar to God. And then when I started to think like that, that's why so some servants of God teach not to speak in tongues. When I started to think that, through the clouds, dimly, through the clouds in the mist, I saw a demon that was actually speaking. And this demon was black in color. And this demon had a black armor on him. And as soon as I saw him, he also saw me. He quickly vanished out of that place. And I got up from the dream. When I got up from the dream, I knew that in that dream, it was not the voice of God. Because what the voice was speaking to me was completely against the scriptures. So one of the things you have to build up, the first point I told you, that's why, that if you want to discern between what comes from God and what comes from the devil, you have to be thorough and convicted about the Bible, about the scriptures that you read. Because in the scriptures, the scriptures clearly talk about when a man speaks in tongues, he speaks mysteries unto God. And the Bible clearly says, do not forbid a man to speak in tongues. And then I clearly know, because speaking in tongues has built my ministry and life up so much, speaking in tongues. And here is a voice speaking to me from now on, like a commandment. Like Moses had 10 commandments, you shall not worship other gods. I am a jealous God, you shall not commit adultery. That is how he was speaking to me, the voice. Stay with me. And then I understood, when I got up from the dream, I understood that it was not from God, because first of all, it was not from the scripture. If it was not from God, why did I had that encounter? So I started to pray. I started to pray in tongues. And by next morning, God revealed to me that Satan has arranged a campaign against speaking in tongues. Satan has arranged a campaign against speaking in tongues. And what he is doing is, he is coming in the form of God, in the form of angelic encounters, and meeting up with preachers and pastors and passing on the doctrine for them to teach people that they should not pray in tongues. Satan has launched a campaign that people should not pray in tongues. Are we together, people of God? Are we here? Hallelujah. That's a deceptive doctrine. That's a deceiving spirit that I saw. The demon was wearing a black kind of armor. Now let me not go into the details of demon that was speaking in from that realm. Are we understanding? Now, when I started to pray, God told me that Satan has launched a campaign against people who pray in tongues. And then he told me he is doing that because he's pissed off and he is heavily damaged when we pray in tongues. He is heavily damaged. His kingdom is heavily damaged. He does not want people to pray in the spirit. And all the commandments that I got after that first commandments were commandments against prayer, were commandments against prayer in the spirit. And when God was speaking to me this, I came to the realization that just 2 days ago, I was looking at a church service where this preacher in India, who goes to places, goes to churches all around India and preaches, and people invite him. The way he was embarrassing, the way he was embarrassing people who speak in tongues was horrible. He was insulting people who speak in tongues, this preacher from India. Insulting people. He was acting up and he was saying, oh, people do like this, people clap their hands, and there is a, this is not from God, this is not in the Bible, this is not this. You who taught you this? And he was insulting people from the pulpit. Then I saw the service, not only the preacher, the congregation member were coming on the stage, and one of the girls from the congregation started to testify. Oh, I got rid of a church which spoke in tongues. I got out of the church and they used to tell me speak in tongues and it's all gibberish and this and that. And the way they were attacking people who spoke in tongues. And you might think these are Christians. These are Christians who are operating by a lying spirit, by a seducing spirit, by a deceiving spirit. Hallelujah. Are we understanding, people of God? These are Christians who are operating by seducing spirit. So that is what I'm telling you. The devil, the enemy. So can you understand that? He was trying to target me also. I who speak in tongues. I who know what is speaking in tongues, he was trying to tell me in that realm, taking me there and making me believe that I should not speak in tongues and all those things. And for a moment of time, I was also thinking, it is God speaking. That is how terrible the fake realms are. So we need discernment. Hallelujah. Christians, you need discernment in this time and season. Because the Bible says even the elect will be deceived. You need discernment to discern the source of revelation. You need discernment to discern the source of the Word of God. You need discernment to discern the source from where you are getting the knowledge that you are getting. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? I am telling you, the kingdom of darkness is heavily damaged when a person and when a church starts to speak in tongues. On the day of Pentecost, when the 120 gathered and the Holy Spirit filled them and they started to speak in tongues, they did not have to go and invite people to the church. The world came to them because the atmosphere shifted. Demonic veils were broken in the atmosphere through the praying in tongues. Well, are you understanding? Hallelujah. They did not go, oh, come to the church. And nowadays, church are introducing hospitality plans. How, when a person comes to the church for first time, what can you do to keep the person or to make the person, turn the person from a guest as a regular member? So you welcome that person, tell that person, speak with the person and this and that. The early church did not do that. These are the ways of the flesh. The early church engaged in spiritual things, in speaking in tongues. And speaking in tongues is powerful. So the devil wanted me, because he was not able to stop the attacks I was sending against his kingdom. I was on an assignment last week for the nation of India and for my city where I live, because God showed me certain things. And I was on an assignment to pray against what the devil wants to do. And I was praying in tongues. So the devil is getting so damaged that he was trying to deceive me. And if I was not thorough with my Bible, and if I was not filled with the Holy Spirit, I could have today come to you and told you, people of God, I had an encounter. God took me to the third heaven and he told me a commandment. So we are going to make some changes. We are not going to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that? That is how preachers come with strange encounters and they change the route of God, the way of God, and take the way of the enemy and start to divert the congregation on a doctrine that is not from God, but that is from demons. But because these preachers are deceived by lying spirits, deceiving spirits, demons that are teachers, from where they are teaching from the first heaven, the realms of the air, they are teaching from the second heaven. They are teaching from those places. They are teaching, they have atmospheres. They have spiritual places. They have spiritual cities that look like heaven. They can take you there and make you feel that God is speaking to you. If you don't understand what is heaven, first of all, from the Bible, I have told you, from the agreement of the witnesses, we understand how Jesus looks like. We understand how is the throne room from the agreement of the witnesses. Daniel spoke about it. John spoke about it. Ezekiel spoke about it. All the three that spoke about the throne room are the same things. There is a prophet in your country, US, who came up and said, I am not the same as the other people. I am a man of new revelations. I preach different things. He is a sorcerer. No one can preach different from the Bible. We preach the same things that the witnesses confirmed in the Bible. I have taught about that in the agreement of witnesses. Every spiritual thing of God, everything of God is established on the witness of two or three witnesses. On the agreement of two or three witnesses. So if you want to understand heaven, don't crave to go to have heavenly encounters and visitations. Go to your Bible and read and meditate about what John saw, about what Ezekiel saw, about what Daniel saw. He saw the courts being seated, and he saw the Ancient of Days seated. He saw thousands of thousands ministering before him. He saw that the books were opened. Daniel saw those things. John saw those things in the book of Revelation. That is how heaven looks like. Are we understanding? But these demons have the ability to take you into realms and to make you feel that it is heaven, it is God, it is this of God, it is that of God. These demons have the ability to transfer to your mind doctrines of demons. Hallelujah. When you were in school, the teacher used to teach you about the teacher would teach you about the fermentation process in the classroom. Now, when the teacher wants you to have a broader and a deeper perspective and understanding about the fermentation process of the food, what the teacher will do, the school will do, is one day take you to a biscuit factory or whatever, a cake factory or whatever, where they ferment things, and take you in that factory and show you the factory, show you the processes, show you how things work. And through that, they will make you understand those processes. That is what the devil does. He is taking people into realms, and in that kind of atmosphere, the devil is imparting demonic knowledge so that they will be convicted. Oh, you know what? I encountered God. I was in the heaven. Jesus came to me and told me. Jesus came to me and said this to me. Jesus came to me and said this to me. Some people meet Jesus every day. Every day. Today, Jesus came and told this to me. Today, Jesus came and told that to me. And all stuff, such things, because they don't understand that they need to discern in the source of knowledge and revelation who is giving that. Actually, is it God or is it the devil? Hallelujah. Okay, what did I say? So after that dream came to me, I was not, then throughout the week I was praying, and then I understood that I have to come up with this topic of teaching you to discern the source of knowledge and revelation. So what did I say? I said that these spirits operate from the realms of the air, the realms of second heaven, where demonic cities and civilizations exist. Now you will say, where is it in the Bible? I will show you right from Genesis how demonic civilizations came into the picture. Right from Genesis, how demonic civilizations came into the picture. Demonic cities came into the picture. And these cities were the counterfeit cities of the cities of God, of the civilizations of God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to the book of Genesis. Book of Genesis. Chapter number 2. Genesis chapter number 2, Oh, sorry, Genesis chapter number 4. And let's start from Genesis chapter number 4. Let's start from verse number 11. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. God speaking to Cain. When you will till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this way from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me." And the Lord said to him, "Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold." And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Stop there. So here is Cain. There was a curse that was placed upon him. Not God, because God wanted to place, but because he performed a bloodshed. He killed Abel. Okay? And you know, Satan operates through bloodshed. Do you know that? I have taken a sermon earlier, satanic operations through bloodshed. So Satan actually operates through the blood of men. When the blood is shed on the ground, Satan operates through those things. Because until there is bloodshed, Satan cannot take people on his side. His side is the cursed side. God's side is the blessed side, is the peaceful side. And Satan's side, Satan's company is the cursed company, is the cursed side. So that is how he instigates. There are demons of anger, there are demons of frustration. You see what all things are happening nowadays? People do nothing and they take out a gun and shoot the other person. What is happening through these things? Satan is taking people on his side and making his operations evident through the curse that comes from a bloodshed. Let me not go into that, but because of bloodshed, a curse was placed upon Cain that he will not be able to enjoy the fruit of his labor, and he will be a fugitive and vagabond on the earth. So my question is, even after that kind of curse that was placed on Cain, even after that, Cain and his kingdom and his ancestral line prospered. How? How? By a different system, by a different economy, by a different civilization, by a different city. Are we understanding? The Bible says, after God
Amen.
placed a curse on him, there were two options. He could say, "God, I humble myself. I have sinned against you. Maybe you will be merciful to someday take away my curse. I repent of my sin and I will not do it, and stay in the presence of God and be under the submission of the punishment of God, of the judgment of God." That was one option. And the second option was get out of the system of God, get out of the covering of God, and seek for another system that could support him. Because God's system could no longer support him because of a curse. Are we together? People of God, if you are there, say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
God's system, he got out of God's system because here it required submission, it required surrender, it required humility, it required obedience. And in God's system, he was under a curse. He could have been submissive to God and repented, but he did not do that. He said, "I don't want to suffer in this curse. Let me get out of the system of God and look for another system that could support my living." and that could lead me in my life. Let me get out and look for another system. Let me get out and look for another system. I was talking to Gloria, and I was talking to her about the territorial spirit in Nigeria. And how most of the people, you know, Nigeria, these countries are known as poor countries. How the mammon that sits upon Nigeria torments those people who are Christians, torments those who accept Christ, torments them through debts, through financial lack, through poverty. So they would, at the end, what they will say, what the spirit wants to do, the spirit wants to make them come out of the system of God, saying, nothing is happening being a Christian. Nothing is happening going to the church. Let me go to that witch doctor who is promising me fast prosperity. So let me come out of the system of God and seek for another system that could prosper me, that could support me. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? So Satan is in that business. He will torment you in some areas. And even at that time, God will be silent, because God wants to see, do you really love him or not? Do you know God is interested in that?
Amen.
God will test you. He will sometimes allow Satan to torment you. He will see. He will look at you. He will observe you. He will know your heart. He will see your responses. And he will see how long. Do you really love God, or did you just come to Jesus to get rid of your debts? Do you really love Jesus, or you just came to Jesus to get rich, or to get healing for your body, or to get healing for some family members? Or do you really love me? Are we understanding? Are we understanding? Hallelujah. So he will keep that demon troubling you. He will keep that spirit persecuting you, because he wants to see whether you truly love him or not. He wants to see whether you truly stand by his side. When you see the book of Revelation, when Jesus was speaking to the churches, he was speaking to some churches and he was saying, you were persecuted, but you stood for my name. You shall receive the reward if you will keep my faith. So Jesus was testing people there. Hallelujah. So God will really test you. And if you don't really love Jesus, you will decide one day, I am suffering being a Christian. Let me go and seek a different system that could prosper me, that could bring me out of this situation. And Christians are doing that. Everyone is seeking for breakthrough. Some churches are not filled with people because they need Jesus, because they need answers, they need breakthroughs, they need solutions. They don't need Jesus. One of the preachers whom God blessed, I know I used to listen to him in Nigeria. God blessed him. He was teaching the doctrine of God. And then because of wanting of growth and money, he himself got manipulated. And he started to say things like, you know what, people come to the church, to my church for answers, for results. And I am here to give them results. I'm telling you, I am sitting here not to give any result to anyone, not to give any answer for your problem to anyone. I'm here to give Jesus. I'm here to give the doctrine of the word. I am here to equip you so that you can make it to heaven. Hallelujah. And about what you want, that Amen. God will give as per your need, as per he thinks the best time he wants to give you. So Cain was not satisfied with the system of God. He got out from the system of God and went to another system for support. Where he went was called the land of Nod. Where he went was called the land of Nod. When you see the Hebrew word for the land of Nod, the Hebrew word for the land of Nod was the land of vagabond, of wandering. when you take meaning from the Hebrew word of the original text that was written in Hebrew, the land of wandering, the land of not. So he was wandering there. There are another meaning when you look up the land of nod. Nod means to nod off, to sleep. That is another meaning. That means he went to a imaginary land. He went to a dream land. He went to a fantasy land. Are you understanding? I'm teaching you because I'm coming on how these deceiving spirits deceive you and give you a doctrine through which a legacy of the devil can be built up in the bloodline of human beings. Oh God. So he went to the land of Nod, which is also can be derived the meaning as the land of dreams, as the land of sleep, as the imaginary land, as the fantasy land. What happened after going to the land of Nod? Now, remember the curse of God. God told him, "Your hand, the work of your hands will not be established. You will till the ground, but it will not bear your fruit. You will be a vagabond." Now see what happens after he goes to the land of Nod. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch. Now this is Enoch, not that Enoch. Now there are similar names in the genealogy of Cain and also in the genealogy of Seth, which shows that deceiving spirit wants to counterfeit what God is doing. The firstborn of Cain was Enoch. And what happened after Enoch was born? He built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch. The firstborn Enoch, here in the bloodline of Cain, was an inventor, a spiritual inventor of a city, and the city was called Enoch. Now, I want to show you, if God told Cain that he cannot do any work and his work of his hands will not be blessed, how can he build a city? Because he is under a curse. But because he is operating now by the father of all curses, that is the devil, because of which, by another system, he is able to build a city. Not every rich person is blessed by God. Not every prosperous person is blessed by God. Not every pastor who is having a huge congregation, a lot of money, is blessed by God. People operate by a contrary system, which does not abide by the word of the Lord, by the commands of the Lord. They operate by a contrary system, even though he was cursed, but still he was able to build a city. He was able to build a civilization. Now that civilization is a Enoch civilization, which is a demonic civilization. And what Satan is doing is mimicking what God is doing in the bloodline of Seth. So don't think that first Enoch, this Enoch was born. Now, when you read Genesis 4 and 5, it is not in the chronological order. It is happening at the same time. Cain is bearing children here. There Seth's bloodline is going on. And turn with me to the second Enoch in the Bible. Genesis 5, Genesis 5, verse number 18, verse number 18. Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch, another Enoch. After he begot Enoch, now Enochs are important. After he begot Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years and he died. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years. Enoch was a man who walked with God. It does not say he went up to heaven first. It says first he walked with God. That means he walked with the Lord, who was the owner of the heavenly civilization. He was walking with that God on earth. Stay with me. He walked with God, had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So he did not die. His body was not buried on this earth. He was taken alive to the real heavenly civilization. So Enoch was the forefather of the beginning of the heavenly civilization of on earth. And the first Enoch, the son of Cain, was the forefather of the beginning of the demonic civilization of the city of Enoch on the face of the earth. Are we understanding, people of God? There, do you know, I taught you about the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, and how God wanted the heavenly civilization Jerusalem to be established in Israel. That's why he chose the patriarchs and he revealed them the patterns, how the heavenly civilization looks. And he was instructing them to build the same pattern to bring a heavenly city on earth. What does the Bible say? What did Jesus teach us to pray? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth. What God wants his children to do is to bring heavenly civilization, heavenly cities and jurisdiction on earth. What the devil wants to do is he also has heavenly civilizations and heavenly cities in his realms that he wants his servants, the people that align to him, to be brought on earth. And those heavenly civilizations and cities are based on demonic doctrines that he wants to release nowadays even to Christian, so that the church will not be a church of God, but it will be a Babylon. Let me show you something in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. Let me see where it is. In the book of Revelation, chapter number, hallelujah. Revelation chapter number 11, verse number 8. Revelation chapter number 11, verse number 8. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, whose dead bodies? The two witnesses whom God used powerfully. So the people will kill them, and their dead bodies will lie in the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Where was our Lord crucified? He was crucified in the land of Israel. He was crucified near Jerusalem. But the Bible is saying here, the city which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where the Lord was crucified. So, during the time of Jesus, the devil had implemented the spiritual Sodom there and the spiritual Egypt there. He brought heavenly civilization from the heavenly realms down on the face of the earth. Are you understanding that? Okay. Hallelujah. Heavenly civilizations exist. And then it says, now look at Genesis chapter. Come back to the book of Genesis, chapter number, where we were, chapter number 4. Enoch was born. He named a city after Enoch. The city after the name of his son Enoch. When someone names a city after the son of Enoch, there is a dedication that has been done. A dedication in the spiritual. A dedication in the spiritual. So this boy Enoch, when he was born, the demonic bloodline started. The demonic bloodline started from there. And then the others were born. Then what I want to bring to your notice is Lamech was born. And when Lamech was born, he gave birth to 4 children from 2 wives. So Lamech had 2 wives. He was the initiator of polygamy. Before this, God did not have the plan of polygamy, where one person marries multiple wives. Lamech was the initiator of polygamy. And I don't want to go into detail. I've already taken those things. He gave birth to Jabal, Jubal. I have taken, those were demonic civilizations that came into existence. Lamech, not one, that is second Lamech. Who is Lamech? In Genesis 5, he is the father of Noah. the same Lamech. So whatever, what I want to show you here is, whatever is happening in the kingdom of God, the way God is operating, the names God is giving, the same things the devil mimics and makes his own civilization. So whenever a new shoe, or let's say, whenever, let's say, take the example of simple shoes. Whenever a new shoe is introduced by this brand, there are people sitting to immediately mimic the design of the brand and to make their own. And that is what the devil does. That is what the devil does. Whenever God releases new revelation and people start to operate in those revelation, like speaking in tongues, the devil wants to manipulate something, taking that thing from the kingdom of God. That is what the devil does. So the devil knows the Bible. He knows how John saw the things in heaven. He knows how Daniel saw the things in heaven, because they wrote about it. And then he mimics the same things that they saw. He mimics the atmosphere, but it's not real. And he builds it up in the second heavens. He builds it up in the second heaven so that he can take people into the second heaven and make them look that they are encountering angels, they are encountering God and hearing from God, but it is not so. They are hearing from demonic spirits in the second heaven. Are we understanding? Stay with me. Now, you will say, what is second heaven? What is that? Is only one heaven? No, the Bible talks about levels of heaven, and God dwells in something called as the third heaven. There is there the throne room of God. Then what is there in the first and second heaven? Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. Remember, we are on the discerning of the source of knowledge and revelation. You got to discern the source of knowledge and revelation coming to you, from where it is coming. Okay, so turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 1. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. Now, there are many speculations on this. Paul is talking about he himself going up. He was not in his body, and he is talking about himself. But Paul is giving understanding to the church and through the scriptures that when there was an ascension, there was an ascension through three different levels. And where God was found was in the third level, in the third heaven. That is what the scripture says. So what is found in the first heaven and what is found in the second heaven? The first heaven is ruled by the prince of the air. It's called the realm of the air. Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. I have already taken this sermon, but let me take you through this before I go ahead. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who works in the sons of disobedience. So above us, there is a realm of the air, and the one who rules that realm is called the prince of the power of the air. Okay? And there are unseen, our naked eye cannot see those things. It's a spiritual realm, which is the first heaven. And see the characteristic of it. It says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the one who works in the sons of disobedience. So the realm of the air is actually the realm that influences your flesh. It is the prince or the spirit that works in who? He works in the sons of disobedience. And Apostle Paul is saying, in this spirit we conducted ourselves when we did not know Christ, in the lust of the flesh. Look at the verse number 3. Among whom we also once conducted ourselves in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So what does the first heaven do? What does the prince of the power of the air does? The prince, those demons are flesh gratifying demons. They gratify your flesh. They get into people and work through people who are fleshy people, who are carnal people. Sensual wisdom, sensual and demonic wisdom, flesh wisdom comes from that realm of the air. It is the realm that influences the earthly realm and the flesh realm. Are we understanding? And Apostle Paul says, in the same spirit, in the same power of that realm, of the realm of the air, we conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh. Are we understanding? That is the first realm. So if you are struggling with drinking alcohol, you are not able to get rid of the addiction, or you are struggling with smoking, you are struggling with lust, adultery, the demons who are involved in it come from the first heaven, because they are the one who work in the sin, in the sons of disobedience. Who are the sons of disobedience? Who walk in the things of the flesh, in the sins of the flesh. Are we understanding that? Hallelujah. So,
hallelujah.
That is the first heaven. And the first heaven comprises of this demonic spirit with the prince of the power of the air, which influences your flesh. So if you are living in the flesh, that means you have not gone beyond the first heaven. Your knowledge is limited to the first heaven. If you are struggling with sin, you know why you are struggling? Because you have not gone beyond the first heaven. You have not understood that to soar on wings like of eagle, to wait on the Lord so that you can soar on high. You can take a flight that will go beyond the first heaven. Are we understanding? Sometimes you are attacked with the spirit of lust. Sometimes you are attacked with thoughts that you cannot get rid of. You know what is influencing you? The demons that dwell in the first heaven. You know how to get rid of those thoughts? You have to pray until your spirit ascends beyond the first heaven. And you have to get the wings of eagle to your spirit. And automatically, when you go beyond the realms of the first heaven, the demons who have the authority and the jurisdiction to only operate in the first heaven. When you go beyond the first heaven, your spirit rises beyond the first heaven, they will have no authority over you. So flesh will seem to die after that. Are we together? Flesh will seem to die after that. Hallelujah. The first heaven is the realm of the air. The first heaven is the prince of the power of the air, which influences fleshy Christians, carnal Christians. Okay, second heaven has a lot of things. Second heaven is vast. The first heaven is a little smaller. I'm not making up story. I'm telling you the truth. The first heaven is a little smaller. The second heaven is a vast area. The second heaven includes a lot of things. So some people, that is why Buddha, when he went to meditation, he overcame the lust of his flesh. You know that, right? Buddhist or Gautam Buddha, he overcame the lust of his flesh. He was a saint, a Buddhist, if you know his story. Okay? He wanted to find the truth. He wanted to find what is the secret to life and all those stuff. So he went on meditation. He gave up his clothes. He gave up all the worldly habits. And he was able to successfully overcome the overcome the lust of the flesh. Why? You know why? Because he was able to get beyond the first heaven, where the demons influence the lust. But he was not able to get to the third heaven, because he got stuck in the second heaven. And then a demon revealed to him that the secret to life is to die and to give up your life. And he killed himself. So Some people overcome the lust of the flesh, but they get deceived in the second heaven, because the second heaven is a land of deception. If he would have been able to go to the third heaven, he would have understood that Jesus is his savior. And Jesus died. But in the second heaven is the most difficult realm to pass through, is the second heaven. I'm telling you, I have the experience. The most difficult realm to pass through is the second heaven. Why? Because second heaven includes demonic cities and civilizations, what I was talking about. It includes the fake heaven, the land of Nod. It includes the land of Nod, which is called the wandering land. It includes the marine world. I have already taught on this. The realms of the water is in the second heaven. The marine kingdom is in the second heaven. It's not in the Atlantic Ocean. It's not in the Indian Ocean. It's in the second heaven, the marine world, the marine kingdom we talk about. It's in the second heaven. And then it includes the battlefield. It includes the battleground of spiritual warfare. It's in the second heaven. Hallelujah. So for a believer to get a hold of the things, to discern the source, he has to tap into the realm that is beyond these things. That is the realm of God. That is the realm of God, where God dwells. A believer has to ascend. That's why it says, those who wait on the Lord shall soar on wings like of eagle. You shall ascend. You shall ascend. The dream I had, the dream, I did not go to the third heaven in that dream. I only was stuck to the second heaven, where a deceptive spirit was giving me doctrines. So I have to fight with that deception. I have to overcome those things. And some truths will only be revealed when I overcome these realms. Oh God. Hallelujah. Stay with me. Second heaven. What did I say? It includes the wandering land, the land of Nod. It includes the wandering land, a fake heaven, a land of Nod. Remember when Israel were coming out of Egypt? They wandered in the desert before they could reach the promised land. Then God wanted to take them to the promised land. But in the wandering land, they were deceived by illusions of their minds. They were deceived by illusions that we should not go beyond this boundary, because beyond this boundary, those people will kill us and all those things. So in the second heaven, there are the next high-ranking demonic forces and princes of the air. Remember Daniel, when he fasted and the angel Gabriel came to him, said, Daniel, the first day you started to pray, actually your prayer came up, but the answer was stopped because I was stopped in a realm. And in that realm, the prince of Persia was stopping me. That was the realm of the battlefield, that is in the second heaven. Spiritual warfare between angels go on in that realm. So the second heaven is the neutral heaven. The angels of God and the angel and the fallen angels have a fight. There is a battlefield. There are demonic fake heavens in that place. Hallelujah. Many people go on a fast. But after they come back from the fast, what they come back with is demonic doctrines. Is demonic doctrines, because by fasting they were able to go beyond the first heaven and they were able to kill the flesh. But when they landed up in second heaven and started to see things, started to have dreams, started to have visions, they were not able to discern. They took those doctrines that were given to them, things that were given to them in the second heaven, as the things of God, and they came back with those things. Are we understanding? The mystery of God, the truth of God, lies with God in his realms, in the realms of God. That is where, and that's why in the book of Kings, you remember when the 400 prophets of Ahab were prophesying, Ahab, go to the battle. But Micaiah came and said, I was in the throne room of God, and I saw that God sent a lying spirit. in the mouth of all your prophets. And they are prophesying by that spirit. But the prophets were sure that they were hearing God. They were not hearing God. They were hearing a demon. They were hearing a demon. They were hearing a demon that was in the second heaven. Are we understanding that? Fake heavens, wandering lands. Before you go to the presence of God, you will be attacked by this spirits, spiritual territorial forces in the second heaven. You will be attacked by their deception. You will be attacked by their lies. You will be attacked by them. And you got to have discernment to overcome those forces of darkness so that you can land up in the throne room of God to start receiving things of God, to start to receive the revelations of God. Hallelujah. Are we understanding now? I've already taken this first heaven, second heaven, but I'm telling you that then when you overcome those things, the fake heavens, the wandering lands, the demonic cities and civilizations, the realms of the water, the Bible says in the book of Psalm, praise you, O waters that are above the heaven. I will not go into that. I have already explained that. The marine kingdom exists in the second heaven. Genesis chapter number one. Let me quickly go there. It says Genesis chapter number one, verse number three. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light. It was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Mm-hmm. So God did not do anything with darkness. God created the light. And when light was created, he separated the darkness from the light. So God did not touch the darkness. The darkness were the fallen angels which were fallen on earth. God called the light day and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the waters from the waters. Let there be a firmament. So there was... the earth was a water body, completely of water. So let there be a division, a firmament. Let it divide the waters that are above and the waters that are below. Thus God made the firmament, verse 7, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. So God called the firmament, what? Heaven. The first heaven. God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, let the water that is what? Under the heaven be gathered together in one place and let the dry land appear. You will see there were two water bodies that were separated by the heaven. Water that was above, water that was below. But God only dealt with the water that was below. And brought it in one place so that there will be dry land, there will be earth. The water that was above, read Genesis 1, God did not touch that water because that was the water on which darkness was. That was the marine kingdom that exists in the second heaven. You will see that in the creation of God. And when you read the book of Psalm, I don't remember the scripture. The book of Psalm says, praise the Lord, O you waters that lie above the heaven. So the marine kingdom exists in the second heaven. The marine spirit, the serpentine spirit, the dragons exist in the second heaven. These are the highly demonic realms. So, which demons you are dealing with? If you are still dealing with fleshy sin, you are struggling with lust, you are struggling with this and that, smoking, drinking, that means you are still dealing with small demons which are in the first heaven. If you have killed your flesh, that's not all. You will go to the next ranking demons. And then you will face those demons, serpentine spirits, attacks from them, deceptive doctrines that will thoroughly test your heart. God has purposely designed this because in order for you to get to God, you will go through many tests. In order for you to go to God, and every test that you go through, it will test your heart, it will test your intention, it will test your motives. In order for you to go and tap into the real source, discernment is needed to understand the source of your revelation. What is the source of your revelation? What is the source of your knowledge? Is it coming from demonic doctrines? Is it coming from deceptive spirits? Hallelujah. Are we together? Oh. Then, discernment of times and season. Discernment of times and season. We'll go there on Sunday night. But discernment of times and season is needed because there needs to be a direction for the army of God. There needs to be people who can discern the time. This is the right time. Okay, move ahead. If there is an army, there needs to be people who will understand times and season. If there is a ship sailing in the sea, in the ocean, there needs to be the sailor and people who will discern the weather, who will know which turn to take, who will know which routes to follow. And for that, they need to discern the weather. They need to discern the condition. They need to discern the time. They need to discern the season. For you to move ahead with God, you need to understand in this season what you need to do. I cannot go in December. I say, oh, you know what? In December, I want to go to New York and harvest mangoes. I cannot do that. Because I cannot harvest mangoes because it is snowing in December there. How can I harvest mangoes? Mangoes need a very summer season. So I need to discern seasons. I need to discern the time for me to go to places, for me to step into things. There needs to be a discernment of time. Hallelujah. And we will go to that the next session. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, can we pray against the plan of the enemy? Let's pray against the plan of the enemy, against demonic campaigns that have been run, deceptive doctrines that have been released. Many people will come up and say strange things because it is the devil who is giving them those doctrines. And because they don't have discernment, because their heart is actually not right with God, because they are not filled with the Holy Spirit, they are deceived and they are deceiving others. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Rasa Taba Karaba Taraba. Oh, Labara Taraba Lakataraban Diantra Laba. Oh, Shavadaravete Revete Revanza. Lahazaketo Roboloholzi Ziantra Labanda. Lambran Sakatarabala. Let us not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. And let us press on, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will not be, oh, I visited heaven. Oh, Jesus appeared to me. But we will discern the source, Lord. We will not be excited about what we get and just to teach it or to tell it to others. Oh, but we will discern the source of the revelation. We will discern the source of the word, of the knowledge that is coming to us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Rajafata Rakataraba Lakataraba. Oh, Re Bababa Riende. E Sefrakataraba Lahadrivende. Oh, Lord, we want to wait on you, Lord. We want to wait on you that we may soar on wings like of eagle, Lord. That we may ascend, Lord, into the realms where, Lord, you will be able to speak to us, Father. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Oh, we will be able to discern what kind of voices are speaking to us, Lord, where they are coming from, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, teach us, Lord, your ways, Father. And I come against every seducing spirits and every deceiving spirits, and I bind those spirits in the name of Jesus. I expose their activities in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, I want to give you the glory, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will work in the lives of the people who are hearing your word. Oh, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, I pray that discernment through your word and through the knowledge of your word will be imparted on them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I give you the praise, I give you the honor, and I cover all of us with the blood of Jesus, even those who are not able to make it tonight. I cover them and their families, Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.